What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And as long as we're going through Syria and talking about all the lies and deceptions. And again, when you hear all of this, think back to when you were told that Saddam had nuclear weapons and Assad had poison gas, and there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Just think back on all the times the American people have been lied to by this government to spook us into fighting wars of aggression. So the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been accused of manipulating the Syrian chemical attack report. And of course, when they put that report out, WikiLeaks basically published an email sent by a member of OPCW who basically said, yeah, they were manipulating all this information to make it look like Assad had carried out a chemical attack on the Syrian city of Douma back in 2018. And in response to the alleged attack, the U.S., Great Britain, and France carried out airstrikes on the Syrian government. And the author of the email was a member of a fact-finding team the OPCW sent to Douma to investigate the attack. The author accuses the OPCW of selectively omitting certain facts. And he basically said the facts on the ground said that there was no chemical attack. Those parts were taken out of the report, and the corporate media did the rest, and we were off blowing up a bunch of Syrian people. Now, so what we have here is yet another scandal involving a sexed up dossier. And they're basically this dissenting scientist, who is currently employed by the OPCW, but probably not for much longer, and said, there was no evidence that a chemical attack had taken place. I remember when that all happened, and there were these videos being shot by the White Helmets where they dragged a bunch of kids into this clink and just poured water all over their heads. And there was no biosafety clothing. There was nothing that would indicate a contagious chemical. And a lot of the doctors who were actually at that clinic were saying the kids appeared to have suffered dust inhalation from a conventional bombing of a nearby building, but that was basically it. As a measure of just how crazy the world is starting to get, down in Chile, riot police are being pelted with Molotov cocktails during another outbreak of violence and protests that have so far left 24 dead and thousands hurt. So thousands of people gathered again in the Plaza Italia, the center of the demonstrations in Santiago, Chile, as part of the ongoing protests that basically they want the Chilean president to step down because of corruption, because he's not doing a good job for the Chilean people. And the police are responding using tear gas and water cannons. Are all the world's leaders evil and corrupt? I'm beginning to think that's the case. Politics is like a giant septic tank. The really big chunks always rise to the top. Over in Hong Kong, they just had their elections, and the pro-democracy camp won 17 out of 18 districts. And the city leader says she'll reflect on the result, which is political speak for, I don't care what the voters want. Now, you've probably already seen this on the news here, but apparently the Navy Secretary, Spencer, has been asked to step down by the Defense Secretary, Esper, over the mishandling of this Navy SEAL Gallagher case. Apparently, a lot of people thought that merely posing with a dead body should have been allowed to slide. So, Spencer was accused of mishandling the case and they've demanded his resignation. Apparently, the New York Times wrote an article saying that Spencer wanted to resign because of the way he was being treated, and Spencer has now denied that. Meanwhile, Trump has tapped Ambassador to Norway Braithwaite to replace the Navy Secretary fired over the Gallagher scandal. All right, former New York City Mayor Bloomberg officially enters the 2020 presidential race. So far, it's a lukewarm reception. I can imagine that the other Democratic candidates are scrambling out there because the entry of Bloomberg is going to change the dynamic. I can see why a lot of people would prefer that he had stayed out. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Rudy Giuliani is out there saying that he's discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press has been covering up for 3 or 4 years. Now, who was president 4 years ago? I wonder. So Giuliani is explaining that he's uncovered a massive pay-for-play Soros-Ukraine scheme facilitated by U.S. diplomats. That's why everybody is out to protect the Bidens and their dealings with Ukraine. Because they were all dipping in. Huge amounts of money. Over in Ukraine, they had a news conference saying that Biden got money stolen from Ukrainians. And you're not going to see that on our corporate media, by golly. Okay. And another report is coming out saying that it was Representative Adam Schiff who told Ukrainian officials, don't investigate the Bidens. And this is something that we see in politics on a very common basis. You accuse your opposition of committing the crime you yourself did. Okay. Apparently, the State Department has now released evidence of criminal activity against Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and surprisingly, John Kerry. So he got tangled up in this as well. And Giuliani is now saying that Iraq was part of this pay-for-play corruption that was going on. Earlier in the show, I asked, are they all crooked? I think the answer is yes. Now, it's kind of fun watching Schiff squirm because there's now talk about calling him to testify before the U.S. Senate if the impeachment passes the House and goes to the Senate. And Schiff is saying that there's no reason to call him as a witness. And so he's saying he won't testify if Republicans subpoena him because it would turn into a circus. It would give Trump the opportunity he desires for retribution. Well, I'm sorry, but if you are subject to a congressional subpoena, you go on in there, you swear your oath, and you tell the truth. Or you face a perjury charge. Now, do you remember Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? Apparently, at one point, they worked for the current ICIG, who edited whistleblower form to legitimize Schiff's sham. What a mess. What an absolute mess here. All righty, the corporate media is out there doing its job, trying to assure you that the upcoming Horowitz report is about as useful as a box of rocks. And they're downplaying the significance of the FBI lawyer and as a pot of nothingness. Now, the lawyer who worked on Hillary's email scandal is a Democratic loyalist, stated Viva la Resistance, was booted from the Mueller investigation for that statement. So this is not an insignificant person. Hunter Biden's company got $130 million in bailout funds. This is coming via Alana Goodman in the Washington Examiner. And she's reporting that Hunter was associated with the firm that received more than $130 million in financial bailout funds. The firm is called Rosemont Capital. We've heard that name before. And then set up a fund that was incorporated in the Cayman Islands, presumably for the purpose of avoiding U.S. taxes. Well, Biden's out on the campaign trail saying that he's got four potential female vice presidential picks. When the press challenged him, he couldn't remember their names. Off to a bad start there, Joe. Another article here, this is from Information Clearinghouse. The CIA and the FBI are corrupt, we knew that, but what about Congress? Well, I'd say it's rapidly becoming very, very clear that with precious few exceptions, Congress is corrupted. Now, remember Pocahontas? Apparently, Elizabeth Warren was out there on the campaign trail, and she's been saying that her son goes to public school. And apparently, a reporter confronted her with evidence that, in point of fact, she sends her son to a private school. While everything was focused on impeachment-orama, impeachment mania, not a real impeachment, but an incredible simulation, the House of Representatives voted to pass an emergency funding bill through December 20th. And if the Senate passes it, the continuing resolution would prevent a government shutdown and forestall a debate about the border wall funding. It also extends the Patriot Act. A lot of people are saying, why did the Democrats do this? Rasmussen just did a poll, and they're saying it's very likely that regardless of the outcome of the Trump impeachment, we're likely to see violence in the streets. Trump is impeached. The pro-Trump people, realizing what a sham it is, are going to be very, very angry. If Trump is not impeached, the people who wanted him gone, they're going to be angry. It's a bad, bad formula. All righty. Apparently, the Senate was looking into the situation with Epstein, and apparently the prison director was testifying before the committee, and this one senator just grilled the guy and said, after suicide watch, they can be moved to psychological observation. Do they have roommates? No, they do not have roommates because they're being watched. Did Epstein have a roommate when he allegedly committed suicide? No. Well, then he didn't have a roommate because you're supposed to be watching them, yet he wasn't watched either, and the cameras were off too. Now, Attorney General William Barr is saying it's time to get rid of all these conspiracy theories about Epstein, because really it was just a series of incredible coincidences. You know, people just have a tendency to want to see the worst case scenario, but it was a perfect storm of screw ups. You know, the two guards falling asleep, the cameras not working. So William Barr just shot his own credibility in the foot. And I think that we now have a measure of the man. He is no better than Loretta Lynch or any of these other attorney generals who are, in fact, protectors of the status quo. All right, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in the hospital. She is sick for the second time this month. She had chills and a fever. She's 86 years old. And, of course, the liberals are very, very nervous because if she passes away, she's clearly in a condition of physical weakness. If she passes away, Trump gets to nominate another Supreme Court justice. And we get to go through that whole Kavanaugh nonsense all over again. I don't know about you. I think the Democrats are really frying themselves with all of this nonsense. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Prince Andrew, because he's really stepped in it. And apparently, the latest embarrassment is that Prince Andrew met with Jeffrey Epstein's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, for a secret summit at Buckingham Palace. And the Duke of York admitted in his Newsnight interview that he saw Maxwell during the summer, but denied discussing Epstein. But the Sun revealed the long-term pals met inside Andrew's private palace quarters on June the 2nd. Now, the choice of venue is a huge embarrassment for the Queen. She has responded by literally kicking Prince Andrew out of Buckingham Palace. He's lost his sponsors, he's lost his royal duties, and now he's having to find a new place to live. Because his apartments that he had in Buckingham Palace, the Queen doesn't want him there anymore. Latest polls are showing that more than half the British public want Prince Andrew banned from public events attended by the whole royal family, including Trooping the Colour and Remembrance Sunday. Huge, huge embarrassment. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, two things. One is going back to good old Epstein again. I'm not, you know, these people don't fool anybody. They certainly don't fool me. This is the way I now put it together, okay? But the two officers were probably drugged. Easy to drug them. They could have drugged their food. They could have drugged their drink, whatever, okay? And they fell asleep. At that point, they probably shut off the cameras, you know, purposely made it look like they weren't working, and then they went to work. Probably, if I had to guess, that big muscle man with the four homicides, he's looking at four homicide charges. I think he may have done it. Maybe it was somebody else. It's hard to say. Okay? This is all planned. All right? I thought at first maybe they smuggled him out, but no, I'm beginning to believe more and more that he was murdered. This is to cover up all this. I think Trump might have even approved of this, being that Barr, you know, because, you know, they all have something to lose, including Barr himself. Barr had connections with Epstein. Trump has connections with Epstein. Just about everybody in the Congress has connections with Epstein. Everybody in the highest forms of government have connections with Epstein. I don't know how many of them have been blackmailed, probably a good many of them. That's our Middle East policy right there, and maybe other policies also around the world. And that's what I believe happened, plain and simple. It was a desperate move for the deep state to do, but they had to, because the thing is, to leave Epstein alive could have brought down the entire government.
Well, see, the problem is, Epstein being in the position he was in probably had dead man switches set up, so that he couldn't be killed without, you know, scandal erupting all the way across the world. So I think he's still alive. I think he's down in the Caymans. I think they found somebody who looked a lot like him. Remember, they didn't do a DNA test. They don't know for a fact that that body was actually him. Anyway, Mark, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about Epstein. And I think they faked his death and got him out of there because he was in a position to blackmail everybody. And somebody who's playing the kind of games that he's playing, they're going to have dead man switches. And it's a common enough thing. In fact, Rudy Giuliani was out there saying he's got his own dead man switches, so he's going to avoid assassination that way. The big question is, who actually has all of Epstein's files and what are they doing with them? Now, we know that the computer equipment and everything that was down in his Caribbean island has been removed. I understand the property has actually been sold to some big monkey muck from the Middle East.
All right, well, if you're right, and you may be right, I'm not going to say I'm about 75-25 now that he was murdered. But if you're right, I think he's in Israel. The Israelis take care of their own. Plain and simple.
Yes,
he's a Zionist Jew. He did his thing for them, and they probably wanted him alive. They may well have wanted him alive, much like they wanted that spy there, that traitor. What was his name? Joel something or another.
You don't mean Jonathan Pollard, do you?
Jonathan Pollard, yeah, Jonathan Pollard. Kind of like that.
Okay.
That's what the Israelis, they do take care of fellow Zionist Jews, you know? So I tend to believe that if he is alive, that's the case. The deal was made to smuggle him out. What gets me, too, is, you know, as usual, the ruling class takes advantage and is using the working class people and making these two correctional officers the fall guys.
Yes.
Okay? And like I said, I do believe at this point that those officers, one way or the other, whether they smuggled them out or they killed them, were drugged and put to sleep. And then the camera's disabled. It's very insidious. It disgusts me as an American. We all should.
Well, you know, we're going to have to follow the careers of these two officers because they may have made a deal. I mean, it's like the JFK assassination, which we just had, what, the 56th anniversary of that. The chief of police of Dallas, who lost his charge, JFK, I'm sorry, he wasn't the chief of police at the time, but he later on became the chief of police. And Ray Vaughn, who was the officer accused of letting Jack Ruby into the basement of the Dallas Police Center so that he could kill Lee Harvey Oswald, eventually became chief of police of Midlothian, Texas. So we have to keep track of these people and see, you know, are they getting favors? Are they getting special treatment? Are they being rewarded down the road somewhere?
But the thing is, neither of these two cops were indicted. These two officers have already been indicted. Now they're going to have a trial. Maybe a mock trial, I don't know. You may be right. Maybe there's a few million dollars waiting for them. Maybe they just plead guilty and, you know, and they'll be somewhere in the Cayman Islands or somewhere like that, multimillionaires. That's possible. I don't rule out anything. This government and this corporate structure is so evil today, Mike, I don't rule out a thing. So, you know, and that's brings me to one more other thing I wanted to talk to you about is this dirty little clown, Baron, what's his name? Baron Cohen? Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen, yeah. This scumbag made these remarks about people should be locked up if they basically for practicing free speech. He made that in front of the ADL, the, you know, another one of these Zionist organizations, Anti-Defamation League. This guy is incredible. I mean, he made that movie Borak or Borat, and in that,
yes,
it was he did a song there, "Throw the Jews in the Well," and pretended he was from Kazakhstan, right? That's just, you know, you want to talk about anti-Semitism, that is anti-Semitism. That's anti-Jew. To say they should throw the Jews in a well and go give it a concert somewhere. They didn't know this guy, who this guy really was. They really, a lot of these people actually thought this clown really was from Kazakhstan. So he was besmirching the country of Kazakhstan on top of everything else. This is a slime ball and a half, Mike. People got to understand what's
even,
going on.
And he's not even that good an actor. I mean, I was wondering why they even bothered with his character in the movie Hugo.
I don't know. I did see Borat. I'll be honest, at the time, I thought it was kind of funny. I hadn't really been fully red-pilled yet at the time. I didn't know who this clown was even, Baron Sacha Cohen. Okay? But the fact of the matter is that when I think about it, and then I heard that Alex Jones played that song. I forgot about that song. And then I put it on YouTube, and sure enough, by the way, I posted it on Facebook. I wish I still had, I can't tweet anymore because they took away my right to tweet. So at least I'm able to post these things on Facebook. I got my own YouTube channel, but I'm having trouble with that now, posting on that. It keeps on rejecting my postings the last few days. So.
Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Phil in Florida. Aloha, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks. Just a couple of things, actually. First, I'm with the Dr. Bob Bowman chapter of We Are Change. We Are Change Central Florida. And the reason why I'm saying this is I'm hoping to get contact from the caller, the woman caller from Wisconsin about 45 minutes ago. And I know you want to protect people's personal information, but if the woman has access to Facebook, I hope she reaches out to us at We Are Change CFL. That's the username. Or perhaps email the shows, you know, if you don't mind being a broker there. We would like to speak with her. Second is the what I called in about was the Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, you know, the not long ago, the fire department up in New York that came out for the investigation, a new investigation.
Yes.
Well, I got a copy of that letter, and Joe from Tennessee and his brother Jim up in New York, we all know each other and very involved with the 9/11 Truth for years. And we had a big job fair up here in Daytona Beach, like 70 different fire and police departments out of Central Florida did a EMS job fair, and I put a really good package together with the cover letter, that letter that the fire department up in New York issued, you know, pushing for an investigation. And I approached all of them. There must have been, I handed out like 60 packets at this thing, and, you know, contact number right on the front page, good short discussion with each of them. Was pretty well received, and that's the way these guys are. They're polite and everything, but, you know, they don't go any further than that. And I said, I'm a volunteer for, you know, the 9/11 families. We're trying to get people behind the Bobby McElvain Act, and there's a fire department up in New York that's taking the lead on it, and we're hoping you folks will, you know, present it to your fellow officers and firefighters, and hopefully you'll get on board too. You know, here's our number. I took the cards, not one call, you know, to be expected. But I wanted to get your take and perhaps other callers on, are there ways we can further pursue this kind of effort? I mean, they have these job fairs in every state, you know, and what's a better way to actually get dialogue with these guys? Maybe a good way to follow up. So that's pretty much what I wanted to present to you and the listeners, and I can take your answers off air.
Okay, well, basically my answer is that at this point in time, this many years after 9/11 happened, the people who think the official story is junk, they're already convinced. They've looked at all the data, and they don't feel like they need to come back in and say, yes, I agree with you. And then, of course, you have the others who absolutely refuse to believe that our government could do such a thing to get us into war. And so, you know, they're definitely going to look the other way. Plus, at this point, you need to understand that there's a lot of spooks at all these get-togethers, and a lot of these firefighter candidates and so forth are concerned that if they interact with you, that they'll be put on a list someplace that says, don't hire this person.
Yeah. And, yeah, see, I get the part you first said, you know, about you either get it or you're not, but to see if there's any, and I just heard your second answer about being concerned about their jobs and getting on a list and just staying quiet. But God darn it, Mike, you know, we finally got one fire department up there in New York that's taking the lead on it. And I'm just thinking, we got this, you know, we got to give it a shot. We got to take a shot at these firefighters around the country and maybe get a couple more to join on, you know. And it's hard for me to give up, you know, all these years. And also, I just want to restate, if the woman in Wisconsin is still listening, she called in almost an hour ago. We'd love to hear from her. Facebook.com/ We Are Change, capital C, capital F, capital L. That's how she can reach us if she's interested in talking.
Okay, well, I presume she's still listening to the show, and she'll be getting in touch. So thank you very much for the phone call, Phil. We're going to let you go. And,
thank you, Mike.
You know, I'm a big 9/11 truther, but at the same time, you need to realize it is fading into history, and we have more current things to be worried about, like lies about Assad and his sarin gas, and lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons and so forth. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Kevin in, W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I guess I wanted to mention the whole camera deal with the Epstein, because if you recall, and I'm sure all your listeners recall, the very first thing they said was that the guards were asleep, and that the cameras had malfunctioned. So how is it
yes.
that last week the AG Barr says that he saw video evidence that convinces him that the official story is correct? Something is not matching there. It doesn't take a it doesn't take a scientist to you know, figure out that's not matching. That you tell us it's malfunctioning, 3 months later you saw evidence on a camera. I mean, it's just blatant lying at this point. It's just amazing to me. I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's back like when George W. Bush stated that he saw the first plane hit the first tower on 9/11, which was not possible unless he had a closed-circuit camera.
That's crazy, crazy stuff. Can I add one more question or one more comment?
Real quick. Certainly.
Okay, so this is not dealing with the U.S., but with Brazil and with the whole like Amazon deal, Vox News or whatever on YouTube, they have a three-part series about the Amazon. They talk about the whole how the Amazon was developed and the history of Brazil and the connection and everything. But anyway, they get up to the third episode today. They talk about the Indian reservations. So under Lula and Rousseff, under those, I guess, socialist administrations, even back to the 80s, they developed a indigenous agency to protect the indigenous land and to protect those people, to actually have enforcement, protect the land from farmers and everything. And so what has happened under Bolsonaro, they have taken money from that agency, and so now that is sort of leading to all the fires you're seeing, and they literally they don't have any protection. They don't have a federal agency to protect these indigenous lands and everything. And I just think that's really backwards thinking. I mean, it's one thing to have economic development, but it's another thing to, you know, protect your indigenous, protect your ecology of your land. I just think if you want to call, you know, I hate to use this term, but savages, that's really savage thinking, not being sustainable, not, you know, practicing, you know, economic development with ecology. It's just really terrible. It's a mistake by the Bolsonaro administration. And again, I hate to say it, but that's connected with Trump's kind of idea of unregulated capitalism and not having any type of, it's all money driven, profit driven. It's not thinking long term. It's really short term thinking. And I think that's unfortunate what's happening to Amazon.
Trump is only going to be president for 8 years.
Right. So there's that. All right. That was it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Mike. I was wondering if you had seen Sacha Baron Cohen come out with his speech, and because I know he's just a mouthpiece of the ADL last week, where he was calling for the arrest of all of the six tech heads if they do not turn over complete censorship and complete communications with all of their companies. Not even Hitler. Yeah, not even Hitler made or had speeches that draconian as what Sacha Baron Cohen, with his speech. It has me a little concerned. Why is the ADL launching this, and why is it always anti-Semitic? Like, criticizing George Soros or criticizing Israel, we're not criticizing their religion or their faith. We're criticizing them because they're bad people and it's a bad government.
Well, that's, our point of view, but Israel's gotten along all these years by simply denouncing any criticism of anybody as, you just hate the Jewish people. You're being an anti-Semite. And they've been able to use this as a lever to basically pry up the edge of the First Amendment. And there is an alarming number of U.S. congressmen who are ready to pass laws saying that the First Amendment does not cover criticism of Israel or anybody in the Israeli government.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of that. It's just the ADL is completely... they're crazy and off the wall. I mean, launching this anti-Semitic thing because our point of views are different, because we don't agree with them. I mean, I don't know if you agree with what they're saying, if they don't turn over their communications or turn over everything like YouTube, Facebook, all of their monitoring systems, that they all need to be arrested. I mean, I think that's gone way too far. And I also think, your six tech heads, they're going to roll over to the ADL anyway, eventually. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned.
Yes, you should be. You should be. And if you go back and you look at the history of the ADL and how it got started, you'll understand what they're really all about.
And I do. Is there any way? I mean, I know the ADL has probably got oodles and boodles and buku money, but how do we, the little people, fight an organization like that? Because, and I'm not saying shut the ADL down or censor them, because I'm not for censorship at all. Everybody has a right to speak, but these people don't need to be monitoring what we're doing at all.
Yeah.
I mean, well, see, and like I said, I'm
here's the disconnect, because we've been told that Israel already gets all of the intercepted traffic from the NSA without any filters whatsoever. So I don't know why the ADL is out there trying to push this, other than as a scare tactic.
Okay. That makes more sense. Man, we're in trouble. That's all I can say. And I don't think there's anything that any of us can do. I mean, I agree with Dustin that nothing's done. I wish there's something that could be done. I mean, sounding the alarm, can only go so far. And like you, I don't want to see a revolt or a revolution or anything like that. I don't want to see violence in the streets. But what other option do we have at this point?
Well, I think the technological option is still out there, and I don't want to go into any fine details, but there are people out there working to bring back true peer-to-peer internet communication, heavily encrypted, so that we can send messages to each other and the ADL can go pound sand.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Mike. I hope you have a great and wonderful rest of the show, and give Ms. Claire the best.
I certainly will. And we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Mike. Hey, I just want to respond to the two callers ago. You was speaking to firemen?
Yes.
Okay. I was a firefighter paramedic on 9/11. Of course, I wasn't there, but one of our units was crushed under the rubble, and lost one person. Yeah, I didn't find that out till about six years later, when the FOIA videos came out. They were forced out, and found that ambulance looked exactly like the ambulance I was on the day before. And so ever since then, I've been into 9/11 truth. I suffered career wise. Later on, I was in a organization with some former military, former special forces, and I'm former military myself. I served in the first Gulf War. I was airborne and infantry, and so we had a report first, and then I brought up the subject, and it made its way straight up to the top, and I was let go within a week. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with denial, and we're dealing with people who just that they must have. I like to know how many psychologists that the spook agencies have on their payroll to figure out how they're going to go about these operations and marginalize the 20% that will get it, and separate them from the 80% that are basically sheeple. It's pretty. I'm pretty black-pilled on it. I know we don't want to be negative, but I'm being realistic too. As long as the food is at the supermarket and the checks are coming in from your government agencies, what have you, as long as there's a standard of living that's tolerable, I don't think we're going to see any change. This is like a slow roll down into tyranny, and we're almost there.
Well, I think we're already there. You know, especially if you look at, again, what social media is doing to shut down. I mean, how many callers have we had into the show today who are saying their tweeting privileges have been revoked, YouTube is blocking, you know, they're posting the videos and stuff. And, I mean, I quit social media like first part of the year because I saw this was all coming. And so they haven't bothered with me because I'm not using their platforms.
Yeah, well, they separate us from their platforms. They have a monopoly, so our reach is very limited. Even though with your talking about before about peer-to-peer networking, yeah, that maybe that would be a solution for communication in a worst-case scenario, yep. But yeah, but we're being squashed. I just hope something happens there. It's just pretty bad. But I just want you to know that there's one person at least who was a firefighter, paramedic, who knows. And I salute those. They're volunteers though. That fire company or that agency requested a reinvestigation, and that gives them, you know, a little bit of leeway because they're not dependent on the government for their subsistence. All right, thank you.
Okay, well, Bruce, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It was really good to hear Phil's voice. I spent a lot of time in the trenches down there in Florida with Phil. setting up, you know, different memorials and giving out DVDs and going to the Daytona 500 and giving out DVDs and getting beer bottles thrown at us and stuff. And, you know, there comes a point where the 9/11 information is out there, and you really have to be kind of like, you know, avoiding it on purpose, willfully ignorant,
yes,
or purposely avoiding it to like, not see it by now. And I actually do think that a lot of people see it and deal with it, but it's like the other caller, the just previous caller said, they learn that, look at what they did to that guy that spoke up about it. Next thing you know, they were flying him home. You know, I've lost jobs because of 9/11 truth. I've been beaten up because of 9/11 truth. So there's a lot of people that see this stuff and say, you know, well, what good does it get you, you know? But I look at it like I've repositioned my fight, because you have to look at, like, what's going to pay dividends. And right now, you know, you have to look at the people behind 9/11 were the deep state, the neocons, and the Zionists. And what's the best way to, like, expose them and red pill the other people of this country, not about 9/11, but about our common enemy? And that is, like, through what's going on with the FISA and what they did to Trump. And, I mean, you got to say, you know, Trump has done wonders as far as the deep state going after him and trying and exposing themselves. And, you know, when we were on the street corner, me and Phil and our group, the most hostility we would get were by Republicans and conservatives and military people, you know, because they were really into the government. And, you know, you would say something about the deep state to them, and they'd laugh at you, call you a nut. And the beauty of what's happening now is that there's a big wedge being wedged right in there between the deep state and these USA chanting red-blooded, you know, American patriot types, you know? So that to me is where the deep state and the neocons and the people behind 9/11 were breaking away the military, were breaking away the gun lovers, because they're seeing what the deep state is doing, how the deep state are globalists, you know, and how the deep state aren't Americans, you know? They're really just globalist neocon patsies. So, you know, the one interesting thing I've noticed lately is that a lot of the hostility towards 9/11 truth isn't coming from the USA chanting Republican types. It's actually starting to come from the left. You'll see the Antifa type and the left that are more likely to be hostile to the 9/11 truth information than the right. And, you know, that's not the way it was like 15 to 18 years ago when we were on that street corner. Back then, it was all the, like, guys with the crew cuts and the real straight-laced Republican types. But now, it's the left, and they really get hysterical when you bring up 9/11. And I just think that's an interesting change, you know, because what's happening is the left now have become the defenders of the deep state. They've become the defenders of what they really, you know, the CIA, the John Brennan communists.
Joe, sorry, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification.
Hey, Phil, thanks for your call.
Phone calls. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.